In 2012, Jamaica was selected as one of the three pilot countries, including St. Lucia and Haiti, to conduct a project aimed at advancing Caribbean states' sustainable development agenda through the creation of a green economy. The national project would be implemented over an 18-month period and would include two phases. Phase 1, a scoping study or assessment, and Phase 2, looking at the implementation activities. Phase 1 is now complete, and Jamaica has marked a milestone on its continued path towards a green economy, with the official handing over of the country's own scoping study. The body of research entitled Green Economy, a Tool for Sustainable Development, was officially presented to Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dal Vaz, along with a separate document highlighting how a green economy ties into Jamaica's Vision 2030 National Development Plan.
The scoping study reveals that the green economy provides a robust engine for economic growth and job creation. It is a generator of jobs, which is a vital strategy for the elimination of poverty and pathway to prosperity for our people and our country.
A green economy is one that results in improved human well-being and social equity, while significantly reducing environmental risks and ecological shortfalls. The government has already been employing alternative methods of energy production, like the Wigton Wind Farm in Manchester and another in Monroe, St. Elizabeth. The wind farms reduce the country's dependence on oil imports and generate energy that produces no greenhouse gas emissions from fossil fuels and reduce air pollution. Minister Vaz has also reiterated the need for public-private partnerships.
We must advocate for greater involvement and renewed commitment by the private sector in terms of their environmental stewardship and corporate social responsibility. I therefore call on the leaders of the private sector and all corporate entities to fully embrace the green economy and other environmental initiatives.
The minister adds that there are opportunities for such partnerships where the use of technology and innovation are helping to drive sustainable development. The scoping study, financed by the United Nations Environment Programme through the European Commission, sets out several options of enabling conditions for agriculture, construction, energy, tourism, and water sectors. The five targeted sectors were identified as key areas examined under the project due to their direct impact on the environment, as well as their contribution to economic growth and development. For example, the island suffered several periods of drought caused by global warming and the El Niño phenomenon. There is therefore a need to find ways to manage water supply. Rainwater harvesting has been identified as one major way to increase water supply, especially in rural communities. Another solution that has been used to address water shortage is wastewater treatment. Various plants have been established across the country, for example in Kingston, Westmoreland, and St. Catherine, to provide water for irrigation and other purposes. And Caribbean Partners Barbados has already begun implementing steps towards becoming a green economy and has provided a module for implementation.
Barbados defines the green economy as an integrated production, distribution, consumption, and waste assimilation system that at its core reflects the fragility of our small island ecosystems.
Minister of Environment and Drainage in Barbados, Dr. Dennis Lowe. Dr. Lowe says a green economy will help sustain the environment, ensuring that its resources can be enjoyed by future generations.
The Barbadian green economy serves as the basis for natural resource protection, business and investment choice, human development programming, and the facilitation of export market development strategies.
Phase 2 on the path to a green economy will require everyone's help. Minister Vaz is hailing the work of development partners and non-governmental organizations for the planning and implementation of projects to strengthen climate change resilience. He says the government fully recognizes and appreciates the need for collaboration with these organizations and ordinary citizens. Jamaicans can make a difference by reducing their energy usage, conserving and reusing limited water resources, and separating waste for proper disposal.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.